Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to an action-packed edition of Radio Oscillations, broadcast number 49. I started off playing you a tune from the wonderful Helden LP, Electronique Gorilla, which is from 1974, French classic. The tune was called Back to Helden. That mixed into the wonderful Mr. Zanov, who is the French equivalent of Edgar Froese. Thanks, Mick. That particular stunning tune was called Green Ray, and it's from the self-titled album from 1976. And then I played you another fantastic Helden tune from obviously Electronique Gorilla, and it's called Circulus Vitiosus. That's obviously a beautiful French menage a trois of French classics there. Little bit of interesting information about Helden. Obviously, Richard Pinhas being the main sort of protagonist behind that particular venture. And it's a very cerebral experience when you listen to Helden. It's not surprising that he collaborated with many sort of... I'm looking on the back of this particular LP, and you've got Gilles Deleuze, an amazing sort of French philosopher. There's also tunes dedicated to Nietzsche. There's this entire album is actually dedicated to Robert Wyatt, and obviously Robert Wyatt from Soft Machine. Mick, do you want to talk about Soft Machine and Robert Wyatt for a sec?
Yeah, Robert Wyatt was a drummer in Soft Machine until he fell out of a window and broke his back, poor man. But that didn't stop him. Obviously, he couldn't play drums anymore. He went on to a pretty successful solo career, and he still is, you know. One of the beautiful songs that he did was Shipbuilding. Yeah, absolutely superb song.
Yeah, and this particular album is a reissue. It's a fantastic reissue. You get gatefold sleeve notes that are inserted into the LP, all about sort of Helden and Richard Pinhas, and you get a free 7-inch EP by the band Schizo. This album was particularly recorded at Schizo Studios in Paris, but Schizo is the band that came after Helden. So if you manage to see a copy of this around, snap it up. Obviously original. If you can't, then go for this fantastic Wah-Wah reissue. It's obviously a subdivision of that other fantastic record label, OHR. Anyway, right, as you know, Radio Oscillations is the show that likes to the music to do the talking. So I'll shut up now, and here's some Eschaton. We'll be right back.
the sound of thunder, seven trumpets, the threatening anger, seven trumpets, the trembling voice, seven trumpets, you've got no choice, seven trumpets, the seven angels, seven trumpets, the music changes.
One day on the high mountain, we saw a lamb with seven eyes, we saw a beast with seven horns, and a book sealed with seven seals, seven angels with seven trumpets, and seven bowls filled with anger. Those are the pictures of what was, of what is, and what is to come. We're the people, the rolling people, the why people, the waiting people, the wanting people, the tambourine people, the alternative people, the angel people. We're the people, the rolling people, the why people, the waiting people, the wanting people, the tambourine people, the alternative people. The angel people.
That was the wedding of the lamb. Now comes the capture of the beast.
Thank you.
That was the absolutely mighty, wonderful Aphrodite's Child, finishing off from Eschaton, which is a wonderful little French prog kind of rock classic from 1983, and the tune was called FX. So if you see that out on your travels, that's a very highly recommended LP. I got that from a now defunct record shop in Birmingham, which was equally as wonderful as the tune that I've just played, called Plastic Factory, which is no more. Anyway, the tunes that I played after the Eschaton FX tune from 1983 were all from Aphrodite's Child's masterpiece album, which is 666. And those of you who thought, I don't know, people like Vangelis and Demis Roussos were kind of people that you wouldn't dream of listening to, think again. These guys are on this album. Vangelis, obviously, in his prime, is the producer of this album as well. We started with Seven Trumpets, which was a nice little introduction to Atamont, which then led you into The Wedding, The Lamb, and then The Capture of the Beasts, finished by the monumental and the epic and the wonderful guitar craftsmanship in that album. In that particular track is amazing. That was the Four Horsemen. And obviously we've gone through right through from France to Greece there. Mickey wants to say a little bit about 666 and Aphrodite's Child, actually. So,
well, Richard has actually said most of it, apart from who the other two members were. Obviously, Vangelis Papathanasiou on organ, piano, flute, percussion, vibes, and various other vocal backings. And Demis Roussos plays bass, and he does vocal backing and the lead vocal on the Four Horsemen. But the drummer in this particular band is Lucas Sideras, who also does lead vocal on The Beast and Break. And the guitarist, who also plays additional percussion, is a chap called Silva Kulouris.
This is a bit of a monster album from 1972, 666 being Aphrodite's sort of pinnacle, really. If you find a copy of that, you're going to be very lucky. I don't know if it's been reissued, but this particular copy's on Vertigo, and as you know, Vertigo Records are going sort of right through the roof at the moment. So good luck in your quest for trying to find a copy of 666. We may do a sort of retrospective and play the whole lot, because it is absolutely epic and it's worth playing the whole lot. Anyway, I'm going to say my goodbyes, and so it's goodbye from me. But I'm going to leave you with the last of the Area tunes that I'm going to play from last week's album, which was Area and Caution Radiation Area. And this particular tune is called Brujo, and it's from 1974. But yeah, auf Wiedersehen.